It's no sneak diss. We're not sneak dissing kickers. We are openly dissing kickers, okay?
Yeah.
These kickers, with all disrespect, and I want to add an extra bit of disrespect to you, King, because you drafted Tucker in like the third round last year. It's not enough. It's not enough. You need to give it. It's not enough. It's not enough. You need to give the extra points. It's not enough.
This guy over here, man.
Nigga Kendrick. And the first thing I said when I heard the mustard shit, I was like,
yeah.
Tucker.
He ain't doing that shit no more, man. That was my automatic for like the last 6+ years doing fantasy draft. I mean, as far back as like when I lived out in Texas and shit, I was still drafting him. I used to watch him at the school that he kicked for when I was down there.
Son used to be automatic.
Yeah.
Son used to be automatic, and you used to be able to rely on Tucker. Like Tucker, he was like hitting 60-yard Jones, and he was right as rain. He was Marcin Gramatica. He was Adam Vinatieri.
The Gramatica boys. God, I haven't heard that name in a minute.
Fact, and the Vinatieri boy, like, you knew his reign, Justin Tucker was going to get you the field goal. Yep. And now, not so much. And just like Justin Tucker is unreliable, so is our fucking league.
Yeah.
I go into Sunday 6-6. I'm going up against Mike. Shout out to Mike. We both got the same record. Yeah, we're both 6-6 going into Sunday. He's undefeated in the other football league, in the Bizarro league. Mike is still undefeated. I hate it.
No. In the Bizarro league of all leagues.
But in this league, we're both 6-6. It's 4 playoff spots. We're still all alive.
Right.
It's still 6 of us that are alive, maybe 7 of us that are still alive. And we face off. I got Jalen. I got Saquon. I got Mixon. I hate starting Marvin Harrison Jr. I hate it with a passion.
I mean, the last few weeks just wasn't right for you with him, man. Yep. Just wasn't happening for you.
Well, see, here's the thing. I'm handcuffed by Son now. I have to start him or he blows up and he blows the projections and he has a great game. If I don't start him, he has a great game. If I do start him, he's pedestrian.
Yeah, I had plenty of those this week, so yeah.
I'm going to get into a fun stat about Kyler Murray later when we cover the game with Jim versus Cali. But I got Zay Flowers. I got Vanilla Vic starting as a tight end. I said, Sam, I'm sick of your bullshit, Sam LaPorta. I'm going to start the Swiss Army knife of tight ends because I feel like I can trust him more than I can trust Sam LaPorta. Mm. I was a little bit wrong, but it didn't come back and bite me in the ass. I started Bucky Irvin, Tampa's defense, because they're going up against Carolina, and I just feel like anybody playing Carolina, you should play their defense. Mm. I was extremely wrong about that. In this case, because it's a division game, you know how everybody shows up for their division games.
Yeah.
And then I got Tampa Bay's kicker. Mike had Jordan Love, Kenneth Walker, he had Tracy, he had Jamar Chase, he had Smith, Smith Ninja, he had Hunter Henry, he had Puka Nacua, Redskins defense, and San Francisco's kicker. So this was an ugly game.
I mean, wow. Yeah, he didn't have much going other than Nacua.
No, he had some heat. He had some heat. I mean,
yeah, Jordan gave him 19.
So Puka's playing the Saints. I knew that Stafford was going to air that thing out on the Saints. Our secondary is trash. Remember, we traded Lattimore, so our secondary ain't what it needs to be. Puka Nacua, 5 receptions, 56 yards, and a touchdown. Terrible. I hate it. Smith Ninja versus the Jets, 4 receptions, 74 yards, no touchdown. But that's a sturdy 12 points. Jamar Chase, 6 receptions, 86 yards, and a touchdown. Now, that Steelers-Bengals game, the final score is 38-44.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking Joe was playing for his life. I'm happy that Chase only put up 20 points. That could have been ugly for me, and I was prepared I was prepared to lose once I saw the score starting to go up in that game.
Yeah. Once you start seeing the projections fluctuate up and down.
Yeah, man. And then Tracy's bum ass, your bum ass running back. You got a bum for a running back on your team. You gave up Barkley and you got this bum out of nowhere looking fantastic, by the way.
Looking fantastic.
He looks fantastic, but 32 rush yards and a touchdown, but I think a big chunk of his points came in the receiving game. 2 catches for 33 yards also. So that's 2 points for catches and 3 points for the receiving yards plus 3 points for the rushing yards. And then you throw the touchdown on top of it. Walker didn't do shit and Jordan Love put up 18 points. But this game, like, all my last players were in the 4 o'clock spot.
Yeah.
my last players were in the 4 o'clock spot. That was the Tampa Carolina game, and that was the Eagles versus Baltimore game.
Yeah, that's why I was hoping for much when it came to the Buffalo Niners game. But yeah. At the time, I didn't know it was going to fucking snow up there. Then when I saw the score, I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then when I saw the highlights, I was just like, oh, these motherfuckers was in the trenches.
So I feel like a dickhead because I played Taysom. Taysom got me 9 points, but Taysom got hurt.
Yeah.
He got hurt. I think it was like the 3rd quarter, but Taysom was doing everything. He was there on the field. Mostly, mainly on 3rd down, it was his play. It was him lining up as the quarterback. It was him in the wildcat. It was him running the ball, whatever. And then he gets injured, but he gave me 9 points.
It basically just brought out his whole playbook just on him.
Yeah, get cute. Get cute when you need to. Laporta put up 15 points, so it was a little bit disappointing. And now
it was disappointing when he put up that second.
That second touchdown on Thanksgiving pissed me off.
That shit had me laughing. I was just like, oh my God, I know he's pissed right now.
My son had 3 receptions for 6 yards and 2 touchdowns. I'm salty. I'm eating my dinner looking at this game like, Vanilla Vic better not fail me. He better not let me down. You know what I'm saying? Like, he better not let me down. Yeah. So, he gave me 9 points. I'm happy with it. But going into that 4 o'clock spot, oh, also Marvin Harrison gave me 17 points, 5 receptions, 60 yards and a touchdown. I love it. I'm like, oh shit. He finally does something for
me. It's like these receivers just aren't going for like over a buck 50 nowadays or more.
Not on the Arizona card. Well, no, no.
I'm talking about league wide. Like this, it's just something I've been noticing all season.
You bugging. I'm about to tell you later on. I'm going to tell you the highest scoring player this week that was sitting on somebody's bench.
I already know that, but yeah.
Joe Mixon, right as rain. Nobody's more consistent than Joe Mixon. I love having Joe Mixon on my team. Great draft pick for me. 101 rushing yards and a touchdown, 21 points. That 4 o'clock game gets crazy. I'm down. Mike's got like 112 points. I got like 70 something. So I'm down and I'm nervous. But I know all he's got is a kicker, and I still got weapons. I got a quarterback. I got two running backs because I got Saquon and I got Bucky. So I know. I know I got somebody that's going to play in my best interest. And that's exactly what happened. Saquon showed up at the end of the Baltimore game, 107 yards, touchdown, 19 points. After they played like shit for 3 quarters, in the 4th quarter, after watching Tucker miss an extra point, 2 field goals, Saquon finally wore down the defense enough so he could break off some runs and get a touchdown. Jalen, 118, 2 offensive touchdowns, 17 points.
Damn.
I'm still not winning yet.
You could have.
That got me in the hundreds. That got me like 100 points.
Well, you could have had 150 plus.
But then that Carolina-Tampa Bay game got really interesting. Bucky Irvin went out in the 2nd quarter. He went out in the 2nd quarter. He went back to the locker room with like 3 points. And I'm just sitting here looking at the kicker put up mad points for me.
Yeah.
Tampa's kicker. So I'm like, all right. Hopefully he comes back. See that nigga on the sideline riding the bike. He's got something going on with his hip. So he's got the massage gun on his hip. And I'm like, oh man, get your fucking musty ass back on the field, Bucky Irvin.
Get your shit together.
Fucking Baker needs you, Bucky. Baker Mayfield needs you.
Baker was out there throwing himself around in that game too.
And he got hurt too, but I'm hoping Baker can connect with Bucky because I need Baker to put up points because Cali got Baker. So I need Baker to put up points too. And Bucky Irvin put up 27.5 points, 152 yards rushing, rushing touchdown, and 33 receiving yards.
Imagine if he would have had Mike Evans in his lineup.
Bro. Wow. Mike's bench is nasty work, bro. The whole bench is nasty work.
Yeah.
It's Mike Evans. It's Roshan White. It's Mark Andrews.
Oh my God, he had Mark Andrews on the bench.
It's Rico Dowdle. And it's Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
19 points for May, 21 for Rico.
19 points for May, okay.
18 for Andrew, 6 receptions, 67 yards, and a touchdown. I understand not playing Mark Andrews because he's playing against Philly, and you got Hunter Henry. So I understand not playing Mark Andrews. I totally get it. But not playing Mike Evans when he's playing against the Panthers, I don't get that. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
That don't make sense to me. But it's okay because that's exactly what I needed. I needed Mike Evans to be on your bench. Mike Evans caught 8 catches for 118 yards and a touchdown. I think he would have had 2. I think, but they took one back because he ain't catch it. But still, 18 catches. 8 catches.
But you talk about adding that score to what he has now. You're talking about like he probably either just barely beat you or you barely hold on. It's one or the other.
No, I still win by like 1 point.
Yeah, them points, whatever. Them points.
Yeah, points for and points against. So the final score, 140 to 114. Great fucking game. I did something that was very unlike me. I don't think I've done this much all season.
Mm-hmm.
But I let out a call. I let out a call and I texted everybody, I need your help. I need you to win. Yeah. Everybody that I needed to win from, I sent a text message. I sent a text message to you. I texted Callie. I texted my man, Doko, like, yo, I need y'all to win. Win to get me in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The next matchup, Doko versus Tony. This was an ugly matchup. Tony had Kyler Murray, Bijan Robinson, Kyler Williams, Nico Collins, Cooper Kupp, Hockenson, Chuba Hubbard.
Wow. He did nothing this week.
He fumbled. I love that because he fumbled and gave Tampa back the ball so that they could win in overtime.
He had a nice thing going for a while, too, for like some games, for like a string of games.
But he got Denver's defense, and he's got Will Lutz. Doko had Lamar. He had James Cook. He got T.J. Warren, George Pickens, Hopkins, Otten, CeeDee Lamb, Arizona defense, and he had Justin Tucker. Tucker!
Wow, 2 for 4.
The final score, 115 to 112, but the final score don't tell everything. So I text, they'll go, yo, I need y'all to win, big bro. He had James Cook playing Sunday night.
Yep.
He's down. He's down going into this game. But Cook came through, gave him 19 points, 107 yards and a touchdown. Cook had a great fucking game.
In the trenches.
In the snow, Cook literally had the longest play of his fucking career. Mm-hmm. The longest run play of his career. So now the score is like 112 to like 80 something.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh yeah, it's all love. It's all love. You got this wrapped up. There's no way Denver's defense and Will Lutz is going to get this many points. There's no way possible. Well, on Monday night, there was probably the greatest fucking Monday night game, the greatest standalone football game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
A fucking shootout. The shootout in Denver with Cleveland versus Denver. Bo Nix versus famous Jameis.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Steal your crabs.
Now, King just said receivers aren't putting up 100 and some change no more. Jerry Jeudy, 9 receptions, 235 yards, and a touchdown.
That was a statement game for him.
That was a come home game. That was a revenge game because he was in Denver and he left Denver and now he's in Cleveland. That was a revenge game for him. I'm not sure why Tony didn't play him. He's sitting on Tony's bench. Tony won by 3 points because of Will Lutz and because Jameis Winston is exactly what Jameis Winston is, and he's going to throw a pick six.
Oh, always.
On Monday, he threw 2 of them.
Yeah, one in the last one cost the game. I mean, when he gets into that sloppy gunslinger mentality, yeah, he's going to throw interceptions and pick sixes all game.
Yo, but I want that. Pause. I want that from my black quarterback. I want my black quarterback to remind you of Brett Favre.
Yeah.
I want my black quarterback to remind you of Jay Cutler. A young Aaron Rodgers. Before he started getting high and smoking dippers. But yeah, that should hurt my feelings because Doko had the points. Doko had the points on his bench. He had Pat Freiermuth 18 points. T. Higgins 17 points. He had that's really all the points he had on his bench that he could have got more. But who knows? Like who thinks CeeDee Lamb's going to get injured and only catch two times?
Damn.
Against the Giants. Like, you swear if CeeDee Lamb don't show out against nobody, it's gonna be the Giants. But nope. We didn't get much from CeeDee from the Giants on Thanksgiving. Mm. Cool. So that shit hurt. And I'm texting Tony Monday night watching this masterpiece.
Yeah.
Watching this masterpiece of football and he said, hey, man, you took me out of playoff contention. I needed to win this game to get in. Look, Dizzle, you're going to be in the playoffs, and I'm not going to be in the playoffs. He says that shit around, like, the third quarter.
Right.
Well, I'm still watching the game, and I'm still watching the score. And after the second pick six, I sent them a text, and I was like, another pick six, bro?
Yeah.
And now he's texting me like, damn. Because we're playing off this week. This is the final week of the regular season. It's me versus Tony. We're playing. And he's telling me because he got me beat in points for and points against.
Oh, he's got you on that.
That he's going to have a playoff spot. And I'm like, nah, the tiebreaker should be me beating you earlier this season. Well, according to him, no. So I'm pissed off Monday night. Like Monday night, I'm sad because I wished on every star I could see, bro. I said, yo, I need King to beat Boo Wop. I need me to beat Mike. I need Doko to beat Tony.
Yep.
I need Callie to beat Jimmy. And guess what happened? Callie beat Jimmy. It's an amazing game. Callie beat Jimmy. Cali got Baker Mayfield, who only gave him 10 points. But he got
20. Was out there throwing, I'm telling you, he was out there throwing himself out there in the field, yo, and getting hurt.
Them two interceptions hurt, and he just got the one touchdown. But Josh Jacobs, 21 points. Mm. McConkey, 20 points. David Njoku on Monday saved his ass with 26 points, 9 receptions,
wow.
52 yards, 2 touchdowns. David Njoku won this game for him.
Yeah.
DJ Moore, 23 points. He had no points on the bench with the exception of Caleb Williams.
He picked up Caleb? With
26. He picked up Caleb after I dropped him. I don't think he's been brave enough to start him all season, but like he's rostered at least.
Yep.
And Jimmy had nothing but heat, but some of his heat had an off day. Now remember a couple episodes ago, I told y'all that Jimmy has too many running backs. He's got so many running backs that it's hard to figure out who's going to be the hitter for the week. His running back room is Alvin Kamara, Montgomery for the Lions,
ooh.
Jonathan Taylor, Ramondre Stevenson,
Nick Chubb.
Like he's got all the every running back that you want, he got on his team. But he can only start but so many, but he starts Kamara 15 points, Montgomery 15 points. He's got 11 from A.J. Brown. He's got 16 from Cortland Sutton. He's got 19 from Chase Brown. Oh, yeah. another running back, Chase Brown, the Bengals running back. He's got 19. Oh, damn.
Flex.
After Mixon left.
Wow.
After Mixon left, they had, I can't remember the young boy's name. But they had another running back, but he got hurt. Chase Brown was the backup. He might be the pickup of the season.
Right. For
fantasy football, because he's doing a great job at running back. Yeah. And he's also got TJ McBride. Now, let me tell you something about Trey McBride. He put up 21 points. He had 12 receptions for 96 yards. I believe Trey McBride has had at least 85 yards every game this season. He has a total of 68 receptions for the year. King, tell me how many touchdowns Trey McBride has.
Zero.
Zero.
21 fucking points.
Zero. The young bull sitting on a donut for touchdowns because Kyler Murray is a terrible quarterback.
Oh, yeah. I saw that last pick he threw to end the game, too. And I was just like, you dumbass.
Yeah.
Hop back on that plane.
So, final score, 138 to 121. Sutton, it was basically a matchup between Courtland Sutton and David Njoku on Monday between Callie and Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And Njoku won. Callie wins. I'm still playoff relevant in my mind. But then Tony wins. Now I'm not playoff relevant anymore. But let's go to your matchup. You going right, up against...
Well, just one last thing on their game. Like, I'm like, Herbert only gave him 8 points. But he had an Anthony Richardson who out of nowhere decided, oh my God, I'm a football player. And comes out with a fucking 21.16 game. Like, what the fuck?
No, three touchdowns. Three offensive touchdowns.
I understand wanting to start Justin Herbert, but I'm just crazy by this, by their two scores, yo. So it's fucking bizarre.
Going against Atlanta, I would probably start Herbert over starting Richardson going up against New England.
New England, bro.
It's New England. You never know what you're going to get with Herbert. Like, Richardson. You never know what you're going to get with him. He's not very consistent. And J.K. Dobbins is hurt. So it's going to be a little bit less passing, a little bit less rushing, and a little bit more passing from the Chargers. But unfortunately, their defense did the job because Kirk Cousins threw 4 picks.
Yep.
So Kirk Cousins threw 4 picks. So even though the score is 17-13, this was nowhere near a shootout. Every time Atlanta got close to scoring,
yeah.
Kirk Cousins gave these niggas the ball back. So all they had to do was go out there and chew up the clock.
I couldn't see the defenders. I don't know. They just came out of nowhere. You know, God told me to say, you know, hey, you can't see the defenders, but throw to that guy anyway.
No, you can't see the niggas in the powder blue jerseys. Yo, you ain't see, son. Yo, I want to be a coach in these locker rooms when they watching film. Yo, you ain't see, son, with the powder blue jersey, the white helmet, and the yellow shoes on. You ain't see my man.
I mean, God said he would use the force and put the ball through my receiver. I mean, he told me to do that. He said he had great things for me, so I had to put the ball where the powder blue was, thinking it would be in my receiver's hand. So,
you know, putting Scientology on Kirk Cousins' body is nasty work, bro.
Oh man,
don't put Scientology on that man's body.
That man said it, not me. Well, he didn't say what I said. I paraphrased the whole shit. I mean, that's why. Let's just put that on the record. I paraphrase the shit.
So, last meaningful matchup of the day, WAP versus King. I'm disappointed in King.
I'm disappointed in myself, too. Once I saw my fucking bench, I was like, are you fucking serious?
And listen, WAP has, in my eyes, WAP has the second worst bench in the league. Number one worst bench is going to be DeMar. And this is a message to DeMar. I know you listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
You got Jimmy this week. I need you to win.
He's got Jimmy this week. Oh,
if you need me to manage your roster for you, I need you to go hit the waiver wires. Go get some meaningful players that are still competing. Set your lineup, brother. Because I still need an opportunity to win my belt back.
Oof. Oof. It's a needle in a haystack and a shot in the dark.
Wob's bench, he got Chris Olave on the bench still. He didn't release him. He didn't put him in the injured reserves. He's just got that nigga sitting on the bench.
Chilling like, yeah, you gonna come back, right?
Holding up a roster slot. He got Deebo Samuel, Evan Ingram, Miami defense. He got Boswell, Chris Boswell, the kicker from Pittsburgh. And he got Sam Darnold and Xavier Worthy. Xavier Worthy lost the game for me this year, so I never want to see that young man again. But WAP started smoking Joe Burrow.
Yep.
He started Gibbs. He started James Conner. He started Drake London. He started Myers.
Jacoby, yeah.
He started Bowers. Buffalo's defense, Breece Hall. And Dicker the kicker. Now, Bowers is what happened on Thanksgiving when the Chiefs cheated the Raiders. Before they cheated the Raiders, Bowers had 10 receptions for a 140 and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
30 points. And we talk about these Thursday games all the time. You had a Thanksgiving game. He was down 45 before niggas was getting their second place. Yeah. Oh, no, this was Friday. This was Friday. They played Friday. Drake London shocked me with 17 points. That was a shocker. Smoking Joe, bro.
Three touchdowns and an interception for 309 yards. Damn. Still 19.2? Shit. I mean, that was his weapon right there. I mean, he had Sam Darnold with basically the same score.
Free Jamar Chase. Free Jamar Chase. It's no reason why there's a quarterback throwing for 300 and 400 yards with multiple touchdowns and they're losing.
Yeah. Something's up with the scoring, man. I don't feel like it's right, but damn.
Nah, that's right. You lose points for an interception, bro.
Yeah, I know.
And he had two lost fumbles.
Mm.
So he lost 2 points for one interception, and then he lost 2 points for each fumble. So he lost 6 points. He should have had 25 points.
Yeah.
But he got 19 instead. But you show up with Old Faithful C.J. Stroud. Not sure.
Defense, man. I'm like, come on. This is Jacksonville's fucking defense, man. This is Jacksonville's fucking defense, yo. Like, what are you fucking 12 years old out there on the field? Like, Jesus, man.
Bro.
You got a nigga quarterback that help you the fuck out. Allegedly.
Bro, 242 yards and a touchdown.
I know, and only got 14 out of that. Like, what? Like, what?
Why your quarterback don't run?
I don't know.
Why you got the only black quarterback who don't run?
I don't know.
Nigga, your black quarterback is like David Gerrard. You remember that nigga?
Oh,
like,
out of Miami and shit, yo.
He refused to run too. Like, yo, just because I'm black, I doesn't mean I have to run.
I'm a pocket passer.
Yo, get tight. Hey, tell your quarterback to just bust out a 30-yard run or something like Kyler Murray do.
You know what I'm saying? Dive, motherfucker. Shit, or go out of bounds.
But you had Smoke and 18, 21 points. That boy's been your savior this season.
Mm-hmm. Well, since Tua got back, but yeah, most games, even without Tua, he was kind of here and there for me.
And he only had 14 rushing yards,
yep.
But he had 56 receiving yards, and he had a touchdown. And he had eight catches.
When he comes out those flats,
man. Yeah, eight catches is good.
Turn around and take off, yo. That's it.
Now, you got Jones.
And he cost me a fumble, fucking prick.
That fumble fucked you up. He only put up 9 points. He got a receiving touchdown, and that fumble fucked you up. Tyreek Hill, 20 points. Miami, like, you're living and dying with Miami.
Mm-hmm. Now that Tua's back. So I expected some changes and definitely points between them two. I mean, Jesus, man.
Jay Reed, 19 points, 3 receptions, 24 yards, but 2 touchdowns. That's a good lineup. You got 3 niggas that gave you 20 points each.
20.
But everybody else is buns. George Kittle. No. I don't even know what happened to Sun. Like, I'm watching this game, and before the game, this is how I know a nigga's about to have a bad game. Before the game, when the commentators are doing the Sunday Night Football or whatever, and they start doing prize pick ads or FanDuel ads. Yeah, George Kittle has had at least 45 yards every game this season. So I would go over 45 yards, and I picked up my phone, and I'm about to do the prize picks. And then I'm like, nigga, do you want to do prize picks for a snow game?
Yeah, exactly. Plus the elements.
Do you know how unpredictable this game is about to be? And you, like, do you just have that much money?
There's a sunny West Coast team playing in an element they don't play in ever.
Ever in life.
Come on, man.
Like, don't do that shit. This nigga got one catch for 7 yards. George Kittle, bum. Shakir, bum. 7 points. Pittsburgh defense blessed you with 14 points, but you had it on the bench.
Yeah.
I mean, you lost by 21 points. Guess what? If you play Keenan Allen with those 24 points, you're closer to winning. You still lose, but you're closer to winning. Because you can't replace that tight end because you don't have one that did anything.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be working on that shit, too, because I'm stacking up on too many receivers just like Jimmy. Not Jimmy, is it? Yeah.
So, stand out for the week.
Just Jimmy. Yeah.
Stand out for the week. Even the app said the Tony versus Doko game was the game of the week just because that shit literally came down to Denver's defense, Denver's kicker, Will Lutz, top scoring players of the league for the week. Number one, Jerry Jeudy, sitting on the bench with 40 points. Jameis Winston, free agent, 33 points. Brock Bowers, 30 points. Jared Allen. Jared Allen got 20 points. Oh, I'm sorry, not Jared Allen, Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen got about a dub. He got 28 points. And then Jaden Daniels, 27 points, who was also sitting on my bench.
Wow.
You know what? Playing keep away is my favorite thing. I might have started Jaden Daniels 2 times this year.
I don't know why you didn't start him for this one.
I started him 1 week when Jalen Hurts was on a bye.
All right, that's it, you're done.
And then the other week I started him and he got hurt. That was the game where he hurt his ribs and he went out.
Yeah.
And I fucking lost because Jalen did crazy and he put up 5 points and went out in the first quarter.
Yeah.
False starter for the week. Chuba Hubbard only got 2 points. He was projected to get 15. Cooper Kupp was projected to get 12. He got 4. Kittle was projected to get 13. He got
1
fucking point. So let's talk turkey. Let's talk playoffs.
This top break is crazy.
The mayor, I think he was the first one eliminated from the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Then it was Doko. Surprisingly, in the midst of his win streak, King was eliminated.
Yeah.
Like, I remember looking this shit up on Tuesday, logging into the app. I'm like, oh, yeah, my nigga King won. That's good. I'm proud of him. He's making a comeback.
I was trying to.
Why is this nigga eliminated from the playoffs?
Bro, I saw all them E's like gunshots, like bang, bang, you. I was like, oh, damn, it was a lot of us sitting out. Okay.
Yeah, so this week was the second to last round of elimination. Cali won, but he's eliminated. 6-7 record. Mike lost to me. He now has a 6-7 record. He's eliminated. Blue Wop, Jamal, and Tony have all clinched a playoff berth with a record of 9-4. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that is the Western Division. That's the Western Conference. 3 teams from the West are making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Only one team from the East is making the playoffs, and that's between me and Jimmy. Jimmy has an 8-5 record. I have a 7-6 record.
Ooh, buddy. That's really going to come down to something if you win.
Well, I need to win this week, and Jimmy needs to lose this week. If Jim wins, he's in. He's in control of his own destiny.
Yeah.
If he wins, he's in. So I need everybody who's already eliminated to help spoil the rest of these motherfuckers. Because everything after this is really just seeding.
Yeah.
So let's see what the matchup is. I'm going up against Tony this week. Week 14, I'm going up against Tony. He's already in the playoffs, but if I can give him a loss, then that'll put him in a different position for the playoffs. Right now, he's the number one team.
Right.
If I can put a loss on his jacket, that'll put him in a different position. Boo Wop is playing against Doko. If Doko can beat Boo Wop, that'll put him in a different position too. He's in the second slot. And Boo Wop's in the third position. Jamal's in the fourth position right now. But all this is going to get reset. I'm sure if I make it, I'll be in the fourth position no matter what.
Yeah, okay, that's why you need you to win. And
I need me to win, and I need everybody else that's making the playoffs to lose. And I need Jimmy to lose just because I want to shuffle the deck when it comes down to who's playing who.
Right.
Oh, man. This shit just sucks, bro. It sucks. I hate that this shit is this close because I know there are 2 or 3 games this season. Actually, let me look at the schedule because I can tell you. So,
I mean, I got Cali for my last week, so.
Week 1, I lost by 40 points. I don't think there was any fixing that. Week 4, I lost by 12 points. I probably could have fixed that. Week 6, I lost by 27 points. Probably no fixing that. Week 7, I lost by 11 points. I probably could have fixed that. So that's 2, maybe 3 L's. I lost to you by 8 points, and I knew the points was there.
Right.
I lost to Jimmy by 9 points. I got losses in single digits. When I had the points on my bench, I could have just set my lineup better. I shouldn't have 6 losses right now. 2 or 3.
I mean, for me, it was week 2 to week 6, yo. That was, oh my God. That was my first half of the season right there. literally finishing like 2-6. Like those first 8 weeks was just like horrendous for me. Horrendous. All because Tua got hurt again. I said it in past shows, but that's just how my season was going down. And then everything else was like, it was pretty much like a scrap season for me. Just trying to scrape up wins here and there. Trying to get an idea of like, how do I want to try and finish? At this point, I was just like, well, however I finish is however I finish, because I'm not trying to be dead last.
Yeah, nobody ever wants to be
dead. I ain't trying to be dead last.
Nobody ever wants to be dead last, but I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm going to invite the dead last people back next season. Like, I might run this iteration back the same people next season. I might not swap out anybody. Outside of Dan, I believe everybody was engaged this season.
Yeah. Yeah, no matter what, man. Shit. Even when I had my fucking meltdown 6 straight weeks, man. Like, God damn it, man. Like, I fucking had enough of this shit.
King crashing out. Yo, I don't think anybody's had more fun this season than you. You fucking crashed out. What week was it where you had your Daniel Jones incident where you were on the pod crying about Daniel Jones?
Oh, man, it might have been like week 5 or 6 or some shit like that.
Yeah, bro. Nobody had more fun this season than you, bro.
Yeah. That motherfucker gone now, so it's like, all right. I'd rather my team be like seriously trash and, you know, give somebody 160 or whatever. And he's just straight up trash. Like, nah, get rid of this fucking guy, yo, for real. It just proves that, yo, you gave the money to the wrong person. That's it.
Well, he's not even there no more. He done.
Oh yeah, he done, so he ain't coming back.
They cut him. Yeah, they cut him.
Yeah. Yep. You can't advertise him every year. Fuck that shit.
And I fucked up this week because I did all this talking about how I need Dan, I need the mayor to come through and, you know, get players and pick people up out the waiver wire. Mm-hmm. Well, yo, I was active on the waiver wire. I don't know if y'all niggas got the notifications.
I was getting them.
I got everybody I wanted. Gurrendo, the running back for San Francisco. I got him. McCaffrey's done. Yeah. He got hurt in the snow. He's done for the season. His backup.
Why was he even playing in that fucking game in the first place after being gone for that long? And you want to sit here and test your knee in that type of element?
Because you gotta be competitive. He's the.
On his end, yeah, he wanted to play because he's competitive. But fuck that. Front office, whatever. I would have been like, nah, my G, you sitting out this one.
But yeah. They had a chance to win that game. They were in it until they weren't.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, what? Were you watching the same game? What?
They were in it until they weren't. When he got hurt, it's probably when they weren't in it no more. It was
not taking everything. He just went straight down. I was just like, ooh, shit, that's not good.
Well, he got hurt on the play before he went down.
Okay. They only showed him just like running it, and then he just went straight down. Yeah,
that's the play where he realized he was hurt. But the play before that, that's where he actually got hurt. Yeah. And they tried to run him 2 plays back to back, and it didn't work. But I got Gurrendo because he's Wilson got hurt, McCaffrey's hurt, so it's Gurrendo. I went and got Westbrook Akine from Tennessee. That young man has put up 10 points in a majority of his games this season. But he's got a touchdown, at least 1 touchdown the last 3 weeks. Actually, since week 6, he's only not scored 1 time.
Yeah.
So I love that. If he don't do shit, he gonna get a touchdown. But I got him on my roster. Mixon's on a bye. Zay Flowers is on a bye. Jaden Daniels is on a bye. But I got Philly versus Carolina.
Shit, I got CJ on a fucking bye, thank God.
I got Philly versus Carolina, and Jalen Hurts is my quarterback. Saquon Barkley's my running back. I feel good going into this fucking game.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I'm going to start Bucky. I might start Garendo in my flex. I got Jameson Williams from Detroit because he's a star, but they're playing on Thursday. I might have to coin toss that one. But I'm going to take a few risks.
Yeah, me too. I'm
going to take a few risks this week when it comes down to my roster, but I'm also going to play it smart and logical because I need to get to the playoffs.
Yes, that's going to lock there, sir. Everybody's got to play spoiler.
What I'm going to do, since this week, well, this week coming up is going to be the last week of the regular season.
Okay.
Not next week's episode where we recap the last week of the regular season, but the week after. Because I'm only covering teams that's in the playoffs. So that's going to be a quick episode. So after we cover the playoff teams,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do good, bad, and ugly.
Ew, I like that. Okay.
Whether it's somebody you drafted, somebody you picked up off the waiver wire, somebody that you got in a trade. Let's hear about the good, the bad, and the ugly for your team.
Yeah.
Like, for me, you know who's going to be ugly. His daddy had a mustache that looked like a black Cheeto. He caught a body at the car wash in Philly, and he played with Peyton Manning. That young man's son is going to be on my ugly list this year.
Yeah, I definitely got it ugly for sure. And he's not even on my fucking roster. But I blame him for my season.
Daniel Jones?
Nah, I'm not talking about like my team, but I'm talking about my fantasy team. Like, yeah.
Oh,
my definite bad is I wouldn't say bad, it's ugly. Ugly in many ways. So I'll just give my ugly. My ugly would be Tua, because he crushed all my expectations when he got hurt. I mean, I'm glad he's okay and everything like that. But it's just like, bro, you know, only Josh Allen can get away and Patty Mahomes can get away with some shit like that. Like, you gotta stop, bro. Like, you shorter than that.
That's ugly.
Yeah, that was my ugly. And he's not even on my squad.
But we're going to have some fun with this. I don't feel great about having to beg and plead for other people to win or set their lineups or let me manage their teams for them. I don't feel great about that, but this is where we are this week in the playoffs. I have, like, bro, if I don't make the playoffs, I gotta give this pod to somebody else, bro.
Well, we need to change the format for next season, like you said before, a couple episodes back.
Man, I know, but I don't want to do that shit because then it looks like I'm doing it because I can't win.
Nah, I mean, I say we do it to like experiment with the shit.
I might do it. I might do it. I don't know. I gave the champ a lot of carte blanche this year. I like the idea of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be something that's decided by the champion of the league. Like, the champion picked when we did the draft.
Yeah.
The champion picked if we was going to do a 10-man league or a 12-man league. Like, the champion, I let the champion pick a lot of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do something like six teams in the playoffs, maybe we have to go 12 teams.
Okay.
Because I don't want six niggas.
More open field as far as playoffs go, really.
Yeah, I don't want to do a six-person playoff if it's only 10 people in the league.
Okay.
Because then some bum's going to make it in. You feel me?
Bum's already make it in now.
Yeah, true. If I get in, it's going to be a bum.
In the actual league, bum's already make it in now to the playoffs.
Yeah. But we might do some cool shit, like first round bye for the number one seed or something like that. first round bye for the number one seed of each division. Something like that'll be cool. Give people incentive to stay engaged all season. And also, you know, keep bullshit trades from happening, but.
nobody made trades this year.
Nah, it's been a couple.
Damn, I didn't see much.
I think it was only like one or two. Cause niggas don't really be wanting to trade. And then if like, I wanted to trade. Tony tried to trade me somebody earlier this season and I just got greedy. Tony was trying to trade a nigga to me. I was just like, yo, give me DK. I think he wanted Jaden Daniels or some shit. Like, yo, give me DK Metcalf and TJ Hawkinson.
Yes.
And Bijan Robinson. And you can have Jaden Daniels.
Metcalf was definitely on the radar for a trade for me, but I was just like, nah, I got what I got.
I try to get greedy because I want to protect black quarterbacks. Also, I think that's the funniest change out of everything that's happened this season. That's the funniest change ever. I went from hating black quarterbacks to praising black quarterbacks.
I mean, you went all buckshot crazy in the beginning of the year when you got Caleb and Jaden.
I only drafted black quarterbacks in all my leagues.
And Jalen.
Yeah, all my leagues, I only drafted black quarterbacks and no white quarterbacks. And you know what it is. Justin Tucker, I know you owe the Bob some money, nigga.
It's up for you when I see you, nigga. It's up for you when I see you in these streets.